really in the beginning stages of this. We're planning a regional value-added producer workshop. We're doing one in two in the Southwest region, so one in this will also be, this will be in Springfield, actually, not Mount Vernon, and one in Joplin. We're just sort of in the beginning phase of this, but it's an event geared towards value-added producers, which you can think of as a lot of the farmers market type producers, so people selling their own products, so people selling their own meat or honey or bread, specialty crops, fruits and vegetables, anything like that. So we're going to have an event specially for them, talk about marketing their product, regulations, and selling their product and stuff like that. So look forward to that coming up in November.
I might just add the council is now meeting every month instead of every other month, which I think is good because, well, it's just there's some disconnect there when you don't meet every month. So, and I'm pretty proud of them. I think they're doing the right things, talking about, you know, things they can be doing. So some of the things that they want to do when school starts is we want to build more partnerships. So OCAC does a program called REAL. If you've ever been a part of it, but it's kind of a life skills activity that's geared really to junior high students. But the council is going to help OCAC do that. And, you know, like, for example, one of the council members be a car dealership, one of them be a banker, one of them be a landlord, that sort of thing. The students go around, they're given so much money, and some of them end up broke, and some of them end up, you know, living in the mansion kind of thing. And then, you know, we were on a hiring freeze toward the end of the fiscal year. That's over. So we really want to visit with, try to get a partnership for a youth program associate in Cheney County again, even if it's part-time. It's the best way to grow 4-H membership and involve more youth if you have at least a faculty member that's partly dedicated to that. We're looking for a funding partner in that, and so we're going to have a meeting with the Boys and Girls Club and see if they would be interested in partnering to make that a reality, hopefully in 2025. So that's it. Okay. There's still room to drag your bacon class if you want to learn how to do drag your bacon. I promise you, it's pretty good stuff.
I was just wondering how much you were going to bring over for us to try.
Well, I've got some extra belly, so. I'll bring in some.
Did you say so do you?
Yeah.
You can contribute.
Well,
sorry.
Ironically, I was at the state fair last week and judged 150 slabs of bacon. So it's an awful job.
I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah, a bunch of.
So you were at the state fair last week. I was going to ask if we had a presence at this. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we still have a presence there?
Well, the first day of the fair was the zoo day.
Yeah, the zoo is a big sponsor of.
So they, if you go up there, go to the Moag Theater, is what it's called, but that's the Zoo Central. And the first day, we had NPAs took money at the gates and handed out our Eat Smart Like a Tiger bags. We've seen those yellow bags all over the state fairground. And they're handing those out throughout the fair. And then also all the way through the fair, they do about 4 cooking demonstrations there at Mizzou Central that our health and nutrition specialists and NPAs do. And, of course, there's a tiger ice cream in there and all that. But the best weather ever for the start of the Missouri State Fair. So it was packed. The first weekend's always big because that's when all the, you know, market animal shows are. But campgrounds full, but it's really good. And like, I think Mizzou probably had a stronger showing this year on the first day for Mizzou Day than they did last year because people were used to it and you can get in for $7 to $15. Just trying to make the presence of all the colleges are represented there, from the School of Law all the way down to Kaffner. So it's a nice deal.
Any other questions?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you all very much. Appreciate you. Our next order of business we have this morning is the personal property add-on report. From the Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a personal property abatement, add on report for July of 2024.
You guys have any questions?
Any questions, ma'am?
No.
Nope.
Move to accept and enter the record the personal property add-on report as presented.
Second with the comment. Can it be a abatement add-on report?
I have a second there with the comment.
Just mislabeled as personal property add-on report. Does it need to be? I just read it was our agendized item.
I got it, but many of those are abatements instead of add-ons. But
I'll amend my motion to state personal property abatements and add-on report July 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Our next order of business, we have the agreement for Hammer, file number 24-104RB, Road and Bridge. With us again, we have Mr. Devin Huff, Caney County Road and Bridge Administrator. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning. This would be Hammer for the 317 excavator that we just recently got. Okay.
Is there any questions on this?
No.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 9th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for Hammer buying between Taney County and John Fabick Tractor Company.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business is an agreement for the waste handler, file number 103, Road and Bridge. Once again, this is accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 8th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form. This would be to replace the loader in the transfer station. Is that correct, Devin?
Correct. It'd be here by next spring.
Move to approve the agreement for waste handler by and between Taney County and John Fabick Tractor Company.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Next, we have the 3-year land records life cycle extension, file number 24-101, recorder. With us this morning, we have Taney County Recorder, Ms. Jody Stahl.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
This is for the recording software Avid.
So this is an extension.
Okay. Our overall contract, right?
Yep. So we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 8th, 2024, approving the extensions as to form. Was there any questions?
Move to approve the 3-year land records life cycle extension. Buying between Fiddler Technologies and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I will keep recording.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are scheduled for a Road and Bridge Roundtable at 9:30 upstairs. I have 9:25 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.